The Chilkoot Indian Association partners with the Hainesboro to build a trail that runs the entire length of Portage Cove. And Skagway celebrates the holidays on a train ride with Santa Claus. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Chilkoot Indian Association is partnering with the Hainesboro to complete a series of trails that will run the entire length of Portage Cove. The new trails will connect Picture Point on the Haines Highway to the cruise ship dock and Portage Cove Campground, allowing visitors to easily walk from the dock to other areas of town. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan originally approached Chilkoot Indian Association, also known as CIA, to help build a trail to connect Clinkett Park to the harbor. Ryan says that the tribe offered to construct additional sections of the Portage Cove Trail as well.
And they said, well, what we really want to do is build the trails if you guys can come up with specifications. And so they were like, if you can get the specifications, we can build the trail without additional funding from the borough. They'd get their federal highway funds to build the trail.
Ryan says CIA agreed to build gravel sections of the trail at Picture Point from the harbor to Port Chilkoot cruise ship dock and from the dock to Portage Cove campground.
We're not ignorant to the fact that there's private land in there and sometimes it's going to have to come up to the road. But yeah, I mean, the hope is in the long run, if it's planned out and you know, stepped in carefully, it can it'll be a continuous trail, and some of it may have to be a sidewalk or a widened shoulder on the main road itself eventually.
At a meeting last week, the Borough Assembly approved a $57,000 contract with ProHNS LLC to complete a design for the trail improvements and ADA upgrades. The design will be paid for with funds from the commercial passenger vessel tax. Ryan says once the design is complete, CIA will be able to begin construction.
The time frame isn't clear yet because we don't have the specifications yet, and so they don't know what that looks like. But it sounds like they're fully ready to go on that, and so we want to get this design contract signed and get moving, and then we'll move forward.
To see design plans for the Portage Cove Trail, visit khns.org. Skagway's Santa train took over 500 passengers up White Pass this weekend. Turnout was uncommonly low. Station employees guessed that storm forecasts kept Canadian tourists at home.
The green engine of the Santa train is decked with a red holiday ribbon. Rosy-cheeked kids press their noses to foggy windows as they pull into the Skagway station. They've spent the last hour eating holiday sweets while Santa tours the cars and the train rattles up the mountain.
It's loud and it's a lot of fun.
That's Allison Nannini. She's in charge of reservations at White Pass and Yukon Route Railway. She's worked the Santa train for years.
Santa comes in at 11 and the train backs into the depot with Santa. So he arrives and everybody's out here to greet him. He comes in and then we have a little vignette set up for him to sit down, and he sees all the kids and gives them little goodie bags and they take their lists.
Each year at Christmas time, the station fills with families from Haines, Juneau, Whitehorse, and beyond. Hundreds of children crowd into the station hall, which is strung in lights and ornaments. Parents crowd the coffee shop for last-minute espressos. Christmas trees and presents spill from every corner. Santa perches in a snowy, North Pole-themed scene. It's Nanini's favorite time of year.
I love decorating the depot. Our depot is decked out for the holidays. It is so much fun. It takes about a month for us to get it ready, and everyone in town can see it. We leave it lit up at night so you can look in the windows, and I love it. We start after Halloween every year getting it ready, and it's a lot of fun having the depot decorated.
The Santa train runs when the season is closed, so all the railway employees volunteer their time. It's not the usual route for the White Pass train either. Everyone rides free on the Santa train, which makes an hour-long loop up to Rocky Point and back. Ridership was down this year, though. Nannini thinks storm warnings on the pass are part of the reason.
From what I understand, there's quite a big storm warning in Whitehorse, and I'm guessing that people are probably concerned they might get stuck in Skagway, which is understandable. But it was nice. It was actually nice to have a little bit of elbow room on the train and lots of room for people to move around and be with their families.
The train was still full with over 500 passengers. That's because it's not just tourists. Santa Train attracts Skagway locals, too.
Lots. It's a two-night event for us. Last night, actually, was a Santa meet and greet for a lot of the locals, which kind of helps up with the lines in here today.
It turns out that no one kept track of the exact date the Santa Train tradition began, but Skagway historian Carl Mulvihill says he remembers a version of the Santa Train as far back as the early 1960s.
When Santa came on the train, they just put him on at the shops, and that was the regular train from Whitehorse to Skagway. There was no people riding except Santa Claus.
The train as he knew it closed in the early 1980s. Santa didn't start riding with the passengers until after the railroad reopened as a tourist route in 1988. Mulvihill was once the chief train dispatcher. He never rode the Santa train, though.
Somebody had to work while everybody else was playing, you know.
The tradition is likely even older than the 1960s. Some railway employees have heard rumors that the Santa train has routes that stretch back to the 40s. It's a long tradition that draws people to Skagway's shops in winter and spreads holiday cheer. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
If you remember the first Santa train, let us know. Email news@khns.org. A new 300-foot guardrail will be installed on 3rd Avenue in front of Haynes Industrial Supply next week. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says that steep stretch of road has caused problems for drivers during icy conditions.
There's nowhere that I get as many reports as cars going off the road as there. In the past, there's been trees and bushes, and they go down and they kind of run into those. Now with the new development there, some of the trees and bushes are gone. It looks like it's going to be a little steeper. And so there's a lot of concern brought to me about putting a guardrail there.
Ryan says the guardrail will be installed on Tuesday or Wednesday of the coming week, and traffic disruption will be minimal.
They're supposed to be here the 18th or 19th, and they were originally going to be here the 10th, but the earthquake actually delayed them a week. There'll be some traffic control, I'm sure, but I don't think see you need to close the road. I mean, they didn't close the highway down even for their driving their guardrail in, so may have to slow traffic down or guide it around, but it should be closed.
The $20,000 project will be paid for using capital improvement project funds. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.